Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, and we're making our way through Micah, and I'm really enjoying it. Today's reader, little tidbit, since this is Reader Month, comes from Sarah. She says, "Just to let you know that I listen to your podcast each night before going to sleep. I love listening. Thank you. I also look forward to receiving my weekly personal prayers, and they are always a few steps ahead of me. Jesus is amazing. I read one of your books, started following you on Twitter, and that's how I came across your podcast. I live in Wales, United Kingdom." Well, thank you so much, and I'm just really grateful, Sarah, for your message. And how fun that I'm in Wales. I've never been to Wales, and but my voice has been, so that's super cool. All right, so we are in Micah chapter 4, verses 11 through 13 in the New Living Translation, and this is what it says. "Now, many nations have gathered against you. Let her be desecrated, they say. Let us see the destruction of Jerusalem. But they do not know the Lord's thoughts or understand his plan. These nations don't know that he is gathering them together to be beaten and trampled like sheaves of grain on a threshing floor. Rise up and crush the nations, O Jerusalem, says the Lord, for I will give you iron horns and bronze hooves so you can trample many nations to pieces. You will present their stolen riches to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of all the earth." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for your scripture. And as I look sometimes at Christian bookstores, I walk inside of them and I see, you know, really, you know, like tapestries and mugs and necklaces and all that kind of stuff. I see all of that, and I don't usually see these kind of verses on there about the destruction of nations. And so, Lord, I pray you give us insight into how to discern your Old Testament and who you are and what this means. And so, Lord, as I think about it, I think about just the fact that you are righteous, and that righteousness conveys an element of justice. And your heart is to see justice rule in the land. And there are some nations out there who are harming other people. So Lord, help us to take the 18,000 foot view, to look down at your scriptures, the whole narrative of scripture, and to understand these difficult parts of the Old Testament where it talks about conquering and overcoming another nation. I don't pretend to understand it fully or deeply or with a great sense of honest, I don't quite understand it, Lord, but I trust you. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help those who struggle with these kinds of passages like I do, and help us to understand who you are, to understand your nature and how you deal with people around the earth, and how you deal with sin, and how you deal with unrighteousness. And so, Lord, we only have to look to the New Testament to see how seriously sin is dealt with because of what you've done on the cross. You represented the sin of all humanity, the rebellion, the pride, the thing that started in the Garden of Eden where people wanted to be like you. They were listening to the deceptive word of the enemy of their souls, and they decided they wanted to rule. They wanted to be like God. They wanted to know good and evil. And the result of that has been all sorts of chaos and mayhem. And yet on the cross, Jesus, you took on that mayhem. You took on the sin. You took on the pride. You, instead of asserting your right, like we were trying to do in the garden, you said to the Lord, your Father, "Not my will, but yours be done," as you sweat drops of blood. This is how much you value and understand the nature of holiness and the nature of redemption and what it cost you. It cost you everything so that we could be in relationship with you, with right relationship with you. So Lord, help us to stand in awe of all that you have done on the cross. Help us to stand in awe today of this great redemption that you have secured for us. Help us to stand in awe of the fact, the bedrock truth, that no one can snatch us out of your hand because of what you have done for us on the cross. We are now your children, and nothing can change that. Help us to rest in our childhoodness, that we are your children today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such a blessing to me. If you're struggling with something like trauma from the past, I have a 21-day email sequence. It's free, and you can go to we2.org/21 days, and you can receive this 21-day email of healing, of kind of all the best practices I've learned over the many years that I've walked this healing journey. And shocker, I'm still on the healing journey. I'm still with you in the trenches. It's still difficult for me sometimes to understand where I am and where I'm going and how good God is. It's still something I struggle with, but I've learned a few things. And so if you want to be a part of that, you can go to we2.org/21 days. Have an amazing day. You are loved, my dear friend.